McLean County Board Chairman John McIntyre says at the foundation of the county's mental health crisis is a lack of psychiatric staff. While the county took a step to fill that gap this week by approving psychiatric care by video conferencing, McIntyre tells GLT's Eric Stock the county is looking to take a big picture approach to attracting more mental health professionals to the community.
We talked about possibilities of getting our educational institutions, such as the Mennonite School of Nursing, maybe if they could expand their curriculum and provide services for APNs. Right now, the need is for APNs in the behavioral health services to be able to prescribe psychotropic medicine. And they are limited on what they can do. So we are trying to work with our state legislators as well to see if there's a possibility to change that. American Medical Association has looked at it as well. Expand the authority of APNs, because there are APNs available. Even the codependent clients require medication. So how can that be done? So we're trying to work from different angles on this. We even talked about enticing psychiatrists who were coming out of medical school to come to this community, if we could offer some kind of incentive, such as maybe helping pay off student loans.
Can the county afford that?
No, the county cannot afford it, but with the Behavioral Health Coordinating Council setting up something, it is possible with our sales tax money that was primarily designated for mental health to use part of that. Now, at the same time, we have to be very careful, because now we have this FUSE program going, which is going to help the homeless for housing and treatment. And again, we have to provide psychiatric treatment and more elevated level of case management service to help these people stay on track in our community, and not only continue with their housing, but continue with their treatment and continue with their improvement. So we've got that going. Now we also have the triage idea, and we wanted to form a triage center. We sent a group up to Chicago on the south side last spring to the Roseland community area, which was the old police station, and looked at what they have done with their triage center. We feel that the triage center, again, will take away some required number of visits to our emergency rooms, because the police will have another possibility to divert if they find that someone is evaluated, even through the use of telepsychiatry, that they can then be referred to for service to CHS or to Chestnut. And so we want to get that established as well.
I go back to the telepsychiatry issue that member Casely had raised concerns about, not having the personal one-on-one contact. The video is not quite the same thing. Can it be close enough to the same thing to still be effective?
We have found that it's been effective at Advocate. It's been effective in the jail system. People, let's say, of older age, like myself, we're not so used to the use of technology to do this, and many people are. It has been effective. And this way you can take advantage of having more clients interviewed by having one centralized agency who does this on a routine basis with people that are certified and expertise. Now, the question came up today, well, how can we provide oversight and monitor the progress of that? And we're going to have to take advantage of our local providers that are using it now. Chestnut uses this as well. The hospitals use it, and get some advice on them, and then we'll end up getting reports back to our executive committee and to our health committee to provide oversight.
How short of a short-term solution is this?
I think it's the way of the future, I think, that was mentioned. This is exactly what was expressed in, when you go back to our mental health action plan. One of our needs was coordination of services. So we've got to get all of our social service providers on the same level on this and committed to using it, even if we have to share in some cases. And it becomes difficult to do that because different social service agencies have different needs, particular needs in some cases. But we can do that, and the county step forward in this case, and we feel like it could be something that could be long-term. We may have to budget some more sales tax money in order to carry that out in the future. But I think it was expressed pretty well. You just, to cut off anybody, especially the county has a, you know, we have an obligation with our courts because, you know, we have a recovery court, we have drug court, and that's how that's monitored as well. And it can't be done if we're not providing any kind of treatment.
But is it your expectation that perhaps this time next year it'll be like, okay, here's how this went, we had success, we'll continue it, or it wasn't as effective as we thought, and let's drop out?
Yes. The answer is yes. And so that we can monitor that and see if this is the way to go. It seems like, it looks like that it is. But for a long-term basis, then we'll have to be doing more planning and more organizing and figuring out where we're going with it.
Regarding the new governor's administration that will take effect in a couple of weeks with J.B. Pritzker coming in, as you've alluded to, the state has sometimes had a difficult relationship with local municipalities, with county, perhaps asking a lot, giving less and less. Do you feel that dynamic to change at all with the new administration? Do you bring some optimism, some skepticism, somewhere in between?
I really don't. And I'll tell you why. I'm kind of reserved on developing an opinion on that, because a lot of this comes through down from our state legislature as well. And what path the new governor sets on that as far as social services is yet to be determined. If you deal on a local government level like we do, nothing surprises you when it comes down to funding.
That's McLean County Board Chairman John McIntyre with GLT's Eric Stock. The McLean County Center for Human Services recently was denied a $200,000 state grant to provide triage services because it couldn't sufficiently staff it. The county was also unable to secure the grant, but had already budgeted some funding for it through sales tax proceeds.